Good morning. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. What a privilege and honor it is to come to you on this Sunday morning. We're always thrilled that the Lord has given us this opportunity and privilege. I can't thank Him enough. I was listening to the songs on the way in and the one talking about how all of the circumstances we have cause us to get up and determine maybe we're going to have a bad day. But when we begin to think about all that the Lord has done and is doing for us, why, we're going to have a good day today. And we thank Him for that privilege and that opportunity. Good to be one of His little children this morning. Good to be able to be up and about today. We do invite you to join us out at Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road. Our Sunday school begins at 10 a.m. this morning. Worship follows at 11. And then tonight we'll come back for at 6 o'clock for an evening worship service. And then on Wednesday evenings we come at 6 for a youth service and an adult Bible study. And we'd invite you to join us any or all of those services. We just thank the Lord that He give us the opportunity. Glad to be able to be back on Sunday evenings. And again, we invite you to come and join us for that. If you would this morning, join me in a word of prayer. Lord and gracious Master, Heavenly Father, we come before You today, God, thankful, Lord, grateful for the privilege, Lord, the blessings, God. Father, we can't even begin to imagine this morning, Lord, where we would be without Your grace and mercy, God. Father, I'm glad today, Lord, as the prophet of old wrote, God, Lord, that Your mercy's new this morning, God. I'm glad today, Father, that the grace is sufficient for the hour that You've brought us into, and God, our Father, as we lift up Your holy name this morning, God, we recognize that it would be impossible without the leadership of Thy blessed Holy Spirit today, God. Our Father, we might converse and talk about things, but, oh Lord, it takes the sanction of Thy blessed Holy Spirit, and God, to enable us to declare the Word in purity and power this morning. Our Father, Lord, I'm glad today, how that You've been so merciful unto us, God, that You still extend that grace. Our Father, as we come to You in this morning, how we would ask that You would continue to extend it to those we love, God. Our Father, those are out there this morning that don't know You in a free pardon of sin. God, I recognize today there are many needs. Our Father, there are so many, God, that need Your touch, Your healing. Our Father, the families devastated by the storms on the day past, God, we recognize today, this morning, how, Lord, they need You in a very real and tangible way. How, Father, but we know today, God, there's none in greater need, Lord, than those that are still lost and undone. How those that are traveling that wayward road down to destruction. And God, oh God, I don't even understand it this morning, don't even realize how the great danger they're in. God, we pray this morning, it's something how would be said or done through the through the efforts here today, God, not only of this time, but those that will follow after us, Lord. And God, we pray this morning Your blessing upon the good station, Father, those that we've come to love over the years. And God, just use them to Your honor and Your glory. Father, direct and guide them, we pray. Father God, we'd ask You today to bless Your children, Your church, where they gather and assemble this morning, to lift up that bloodstained banner. Father God, help them today to point lost souls to Calvary. Father, help them this morning to come to worship, to lift up Your precious holy name, for surely this morning Thou art worthy, O Lord. Father, we look to You now again today to bless those that serve our country. Father, those that are away from their loved ones and their families, God, be with them and bless them, Lord. And God, we would ask again this morning for those on the beds of affliction, God, Father, Father, for our good companion and the many others, God, have it need your touch today. Father, we know this morning how they still healing. In your touch today. Father, heal them if it be thy blessed will. And now, God, we'd ask once again that you'd go with us through the few moments, 2 minutes before us, God. Bless the reading of your word. Father, the teaching and the preaching thereof. And God, we know this morning, Lord. Father, without you, we can do nothing. Father, so we look to you today. Unworthy, unclean. Father, oh God, but thankful this morning, God, that through thy blessed blood of Jesus today, by your mercy and grace, Father, we can come boldly under the throne this morning. I petition and ask, and oh God, I ask you again, Lord, Father, praise you again, for saving grace. Lord God, we thank you this morning. Bless now your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm going to read just a verse or two out of the 4th chapter of 2 Timothy. Paul's writings here, and they're all good. But I'm just going to read a couple. The 5th, maybe the 6th, verse 7. But watch thou in all things. I endure afflictions. I do the work of an evangelist. I make full proof of thy ministry. For I'm now ready to be offered in the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, I shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love is appearing. I stopped there this morning. I'm so glad today the Lord has offered to us our salvation this morning. I want you to understand this as plain as I can. Brother, today, God, I is purchased for you a home in heaven. I'm brother, eternal life. And God has paid the price that you could be born again. I'm brother, when this life is over, that you'll have a home in glory. I rest assured this morning, our grandpa was right. Our grandma was right. Heaven and hell are the only two places that will hold the race of man. Brother, I know it's not popular anymore. Brother, here's a donut and a cup of coffee. Brother, let me tell you right now, you need to know this morning, you might be hellbound, without Christ. In hell you'll lift your eyes. Brother, I got to thinking about I woulda, shoulda, coulda. Brother, I've heard it all my life. I've heard it in the hospitals. I've heard it at the funeral home. Brother, I just about be sure this morning, if we could hear what was rising, the voices out of the pits of hell today, it'd have been woulda, shoulda, coulda. I had an opportunity, and I let it slip away. Brother, it's old-fashioned. It makes me uncomfortable. I don't like that style of preaching. Brother, you can pile your excuses up all you want. But when the day comes, I like the Apostle Paul wrote about, and your race is run, and your course is finished. And brother, you're going to give account of what you've done with this precious gift, what you've done with this man called Jesus. I woulda, shoulda, coulda. I'm brother right now. If you're on this side of the river, I'm brother, if you got voice and you got breath and God's dealing with your heart, today is a day of salvation. Paul said, I'm now ready. I'm brother, not gonna be tomorrow. Not someday down the road. I'm brother, he said, right now, this moment, this instant of time, I'm now ready. I'm brother, I left the house this morning. I told my good wife, I love her. I give her a kiss. I told her I'd be back in a little while. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Brother, I'm now ready. To be offered. Because I've been blood bought. I'm born again. Nothing good I've ever done. Brother, I know this morning that you can't see me. But if you could, brother, you wouldn't see a perfect man. Brother, you wouldn't see one worthy of the grace of God. You wouldn't see one deserving of the sacrifice of Jesus. Brother, what you'd see, I'm just an ordinary man. I'm no different than anybody else. I've got my scars. I've got my ailments. Brother, my hair's falling out. What's left is gray as it can be. Brother, but I'm here to tell you right now, what you can't see is what matters most. Brother, what is that? I'm now ready. Brother, I've been blood bought. I've been sealed by that holy promise. That Holy Spirit this morning. How long until the day of redemption? The book tells me. I'm glad this morning. God's mercy is real. I'm glad I woke up to it today. Brother, I thanked him on the journey this morning. For grace once again. Boys, it doesn't matter what you were going to do. They used to tell before men got too cowardly how to preach about hell. They used to tell the road was paved with good intentions. Brother, that may be where you're at this morning. So many times, brother, woulda, shoulda, coulda. I shoulda done this. I would have done that. Brother, and you know just as sure as I'm here this morning, you could have. Brother, most of what hinders us this morning is nothing but ourselves. We blame the enemy. We blame our spouse. We blame the circumstance. But the truth is this morning, the only thing that'll keep you from being born again is your own prideful, stubborn will. Your own desire. To have it your way. Instead of the way of the cross. Instead of the way God has offered. Brother, you might not like it. But one day, it'll stand for you. It'll stand against you. Brother, the word, the blood, it stands as a witness this morning. And only you today can determine, is it a witness for you? Is it a witness against you? Brother, Paul said, I'm now ready. Jesus said, in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh, be ye also therefore ready. Brother, maybe you're busy wondering about Mother Nature. Maybe you took time to worship Mother Earth. I would with the world this week. Brother, my Bible tells me my mother, I is New Jerusalem from above, I which is the mother of us all. I don't worship a mother. I worship a heavenly Father, that created the earth and the fullness thereof. And this morning he's extended to you today salvation. He's offered it plain and free. The price is paid. Would you receive it and accept it? God bless you. This is Pastor Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel.